This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Realize how old this song was. So this is Moves Like Jagger from Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera. It was number 9 on the list of Billboard's top charts in the year 2011, the last time the Buffalo Sabres made the playoffs. Paul, you know this song, Moves Like Jagger? It was number 9 the last time the Sabres made the playoffs.
One of my least favorite songs of all time. I despise this song.
Just the song itself, or
yes, I never liked
Maroon 5.
No, Maroon 5.
What about Jagger? You like Mick Jagger? You like?
I like Mick Jagger, but I don't like this song.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a big fan of the song either. We tried to pick something. I could have gone with Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. I could have gone with Grenade by Bruno Mars. Let's see what else is on here. The Way You Are. Bruno Mars was big that year.
Yeah, Bruno Mars would have been good.
There you go. You like Bruno Mars? I like Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
I'd see him in concert. We opened up with Adele. The number one song in 2011, Paul, was Rolling in the Deep by Adele. You like Adele?
That's fine. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Very cool. It's been a long time since the Sabres made the playoffs, and it's going to be a lot longer. Last night after the game, by the way, Paul Hamilton of the Western Hotline, I thought Lindy struck the right tone. He was clearly disappointed. He said the season's been a disappointment, but they can't do anything about that now, but they can keep working on their game. What'd you feel about the head coach and the way kind of he's approached this last stretch with the way they played, given the balance of the fact that they're not making the playoffs?
Yeah, Mike asked him about, you know, his 900th win, which is one away, and he just right away cut him off, you know, in the pregame show and said, no, I don't care. I'm sorry, but I don't care at all. He goes, he focused on is how he has not been able to fix this, or he didn't fix it in time, I think is the way to put it. And all he's focused on is to moving this team forward and getting this team to the playoffs next year and getting this team to play. You know, we've been debating, and I know I did talked with you about why isn't Lukanen playing? Why aren't they letting him? You know, it doesn't do him any good to sit around. You got to get him right, you know, maybe for next year. And Lindy Ruff's answer to that is we're trying to win right now, and that we're trying to learn how to win. We're trying to learn how to play the game the right way. And if you're going to learn how to do it on a consistent basis, you have to do it game after game after game, period after period after period. And that's what they've done for the most part in March here. Too little, too late, as we all know. But that's his focus, and that's all he's thinking about is getting this team to continue to feel what it's like to play the right way, feel what it's like when you do play the right way. You get scoring chances. You can score goals. This team has moved up the goal-scoring ladder in the NHL, and it's something that they do pretty well now. Earlier in the season, they didn't do it very well. But so that's, you know, what he is focused on right now. It's like muscle memory. The more you do it, the more it becomes habit. What was their habit for this year and last year? Since this group has been together for 3 years, something goes wrong, panic. Sit back. Don't be aggressive. In your net. Lose the game. That's what they always would revert to. And that's what he's trying to change, that it's muscle memory. When things go bad, you revert to, okay, fine, calm down. We still have time. We can get back into this. Or we just took a one-goal lead, or we just tied the game. How's that one? All right, you know what? If we got to win the game in overtime, fine. It's not a big deal. We don't have to go running around trying to score a goal right here and now. Uh-oh, we don't want to go to overtime. If you got to, fine. That's part of the game. If you win, you still get your 2 points. You know, if it goes to a shootout, fine. You still get your 2 points, you know, if you win there. And that's what he's trying to do, is instead of the muscle memory being, uh-oh, it's, all right, team score goals. We'll be fine. And that's what we've seen in this streak, you know, where they've won 10 out of 13. They've won 16 of their last 20 at home. You know, they get a lead, and they're fine with it. They had to be patient last night. You know, they got outshot. I don't think they got outplayed. My eyes did not tell me what the stats told me. And usually they're about the same. You know, whatever, you know, if the team gets severely outshot, you see them get severely outplayed. And the eye test and the number test usually are pretty close. Last night was the outlier. The Sabres got dominated in shots and shot attempts. I don't think they got dominated in the least. As a matter of fact, I agree with Lindy Ruff. I think they had the better chances. So, you know, but they had to be patient. And wait out Carolina. If they would have gotten all, oh, Jesus, nothing. We got to get on the board here or whatever and get all goofy about the whole thing. You know, maybe they wouldn't have been able to win that hockey game. But, you know, they got timely saves, which has been part of this. They played the right way, which has been part of this. They defended fairly well, and they didn't. When they didn't, they got the big save. And they scored timely goals. And they kept on it. You know, they kept getting opportunities. They had some bad luck around the net. I mean, Jack Quinn could get that two-on-one chance 100 times, and one time what happened. I mean, it just went off his stick weird. I don't know if the puck sat up, but he basically shot the puck into the corner and hit the wide-open net to put it in. McLeod put it, you know, he put a good deke on it. And he had some open net, but the goaltender came out at him so much, he didn't have a lot of open net, and he hit the side of the net. You know, those things were happening to them. But, again, those things were happening to them earlier in the year, and then they go, oh. And then all of a sudden the other team scores, and then all of a sudden you lose the hockey game. So those are the things that Lindy Ruff is trying to pound into their heads right now. And having some success, it's just, again, too little too late.
All right, James Reimer, 7 wins in a row. I don't believe he qualifies. He hasn't played enough games for NHL actual official leaders, but I was looking at his numbers. If he did, he'd be near the top 10 in both save percentage and goals against average right now. Far cry from that from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Obviously not the season the Sabres envisioned or he did for him. They're getting themselves into an interesting position here, Paul, because an RFA and Devon Levi sitting in Rochester having a good season. UPL, 4.5 going forward here. James Reimer at 37 years old has clearly been outplaying him. What do you see happening, and how do they need to approach the offseason goaltending situation?
Well, this is very unfortunate, because at the end of last year, it looked like their goaltending was solved. It looked like Luukkonen had taken the number one position and deserved it. I mean, in his last 35 games, his numbers were near the top or on top, in some cases, of the league. And he had the second most games from January 1st on behind Tampa Bay's goaltender. So it looked like they had their number one goaltender. And then it was a very inconsistent season for him this year. He had some really good games, and he's had games that he'd want back, and where he just – that was the biggest thing that I would always talk about with you guys last year, is he always seemed to be there to make the big save at the big time, you know, when he got hot. And it really, you know, made him into what I thought was the number one goaltender. that is what the problem has been this year for him. He hasn't been able to make the big save at the big time as much as he did last year. So
Paul Hamilton, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just didn't want to cough in your ear.
Oh, I got you. I thought I lost you for a minute, but go ahead.
Nope. I was trying.
Go ahead. I totally get it.
I just didn't want to cough.
Let me just say this, Paul. Is there a scenario where you could see the Buffalo Sabres and Kevin Adams envisioning, and how likely would it be, that they look to move on from UPL, have Devin Levi, as Josh said earlier, like a 1A or 1B, and lean on another veteran, whether that's Reimer or someone else who is younger than Reimer?
Well, I would hate to give up on a goaltender after what he did last year, and then it's just one season after. But they're in flux right now. You don't want to go into the season with ifs. Well, can Devin Levi bring his all-star AHL season into the NHL? Will it translate? It hasn't before, but I don't think they developed him right before. I think they have now, where at the end of last season and this year, you know, they basically left him alone in Rochester. He played a little bit up here in Buffalo, but, you know, they basically left him alone in Rochester, and that was, I think, the right move, and let him go through this year in the playoffs, and he's an all-star goaltender down there. I think he's now up to 7 shutouts, if I'm not mistaken, which would lead the league. And but, again, will it translate to the NHL? His resume says it will, but that doesn't mean it actually will. Can Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen work on his game over the summer and recapture what he did last year? If not, do you bring James Reimer back? And James Reimer loves playing for this team, and you can tell it's not just, you know, player speak. He really does. He really enjoys playing here. He really likes these guys. He believes in these guys. So he might welcome the opportunity to come back. And if you're honest with him and say, look, if these two kids come to training camp and they prove that they can play in the NHL, we will waive you and give you an opportunity to play somewhere else, you know, and look at it that way and let him weigh his options that way. He might be open to that. But, you know, do you want your starting goaltender next year to be 38 years old, which is what he would be next year when that happens? I mean, is that – you got two youngsters, which you've put a lot of money and development time in, and one was part of the Sam Reinhart trade, and the other, you know, was a higher draft pick. You've put a lot into trying to develop these guys throughout the years. And you want to all of a sudden wind up with the 38-year-old goaltender as your starting goaltender. Those are the things they have to weigh with not knowing what these two kids can accomplish for them.
Alex Tuch leads the NHL in shorthanded goals. Just his game overall this year, where you've seen it, and how he fits into what Lindy's trying to do going forward with this group next year as well.
Well, the thing with Alex Tuch is, too, the goals is he's almost up to a career high. I believe he's 2 away, if I'm not mistaken. But the other things, Lindy Ruff, when his first press conference said, it's the one percenters I'm looking for, the things that make a difference in a hockey game, those little things that turn a loss into a win. Not only does Alex Tuch lead the league in shorthanded goals, he leads the league in forwards in block shots, and he's 5 away from setting the NHL record. And he also leads the league in takeaways for forwards. His ability to do that just boggles my mind. I've never seen anything like it in hockey, where he can just sneak up on guys and continually sneak up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Up on guys, you'd think they'd know he's on the ice and he does that. And steal pucks from them. Or just simply out-battle them and steal pucks from them. And he talked about, I chatted with him for the pregame about it yesterday, and he said one of the things he has is a longer stick than most. Mm-hmm. And it really helps him in both categories of stealing pucks. And he goes, a lot of his block shots come from his stick, you know, where, you know, he gets the stick in a way and blocks the shot. So that was something that he revealed that, you know, he uses that longer stick to help him in both areas, but that's what makes him so valuable, is not only just the goals that he scores and the way he kills penalties and he can play on the power play, but the way he does the little things that help you win hockey games.
Paul, why is he not a Selke candidate? I don't think he's ever received a vote from what I'm looking at.
Well, he hasn't always been like this. He also, right? When we discussed this yesterday, talked about how it's something that he really has been working on the last couple of years. Because
he should get some votes this year, though, I think, after everything you just said.
Yeah, because he said the reason being, goes, you're not always going to be on a hot streak. So he goes, when you're not scoring goals, you have to do other things to help the team win. And he thought those are the areas he needed to improve on. And if he could get better in those areas, then he's always going to be a valuable asset, whether the puck's going in the net for him or not, because of those other things that he's doing. And at 29 years old, certainly you don't want to give him an 8-year contract extension. But, you know, with what he's doing, I certainly would feel that he's probably a $7, $8 million hockey player. But you don't want to sign a guy to age 37. So how many years do you sign a guy like that who's that valuable for you? Because, you know, you're starting to get an old age at 30 as a hockey player. A lot of players start losing it at 30. Not all. Alex Ovechkin didn't lose it at 30. Hasn't lost it at 39. Jaromir Jagr didn't. I mean, Sidney Crosby hasn't. But, you know, many do. So, you know, what does that contract look like? And for how many years, you know, when they are able to sign him to an extension.
Sabres back in action against the Columbus Blue Jackets, who they're close to being, I don't think they're officially out. They're not right now, but they will be very shortly, it feels like. But if the Sabres win that game, they'll be within 1 point of both Columbus and the Islanders. And, oh, by the way, and the Rangers and the Red Wings. So you have 79 for the Rangers, the Wings, the Islanders, the Blue Jackets, Sabres at 76. Paul, it's conceivable the Sabres finish, like, literally as the first team outside the wild card. It's conceivable at this point.
Well, through all these years, I've always said you're not going to get all the teams to go into the tank for you, and they never have until now. They all did.
Except the two teams you needed, Montreal or Ottawa.
Yeah, but the rest of them did. And it's a very weird situation that they all do that for you, that you could vault up the standings rather quickly if you had more games to play.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even though the favor was done for them, it was just too late for the Sabres. And many folks are, you know, they write me and say, well, what are they doing? They should be losing. Get the draft pick. And
No.
They've done all that. They have their prospects now. They have too many prospects. They have all these prospects.
Damn pick anyway.
Right.
I don't care where it is.
Right. All these prospects that they have, they don't have enough room on the big club to put them on. So now they're capital. You use them for trades. You use them to make your team better, to get those veterans that you need. To me, what Lindy Ruff is doing right now is much, much, much more important than having the number one overall pick or the higher pick in a draft that isn't as good as many drafts have been. They have enough of it. They've got picks down in Rochester, high picks that are progressing, and you know you got to find roster room for those guys or move them to get assets that can help you win now. It's their focus is now, not, well, let's go get a guy who can be a Sabre in 3 or 4 years. That part of the rebuild is over. The let's get a lot of draft picks and draft them and develop them, that's done. Now's the next step. And they didn't take it this year. They absolutely have to take it next year. And if Hellenius, who I think is going to be a good player, he's starting to roll down in Rochester, or even a guy like Austin, who I have been thoroughly mm-hmm. impressed with. But if those guys can get you a good veteran defenseman that you can pair with Owen Power, who can like be his guy and cover his back and always be there for him, so be it. Off the youngsters go, and let's get that guy in here.
All right, Paul, real quick, I got 20 seconds left. Are they just going to shut Joshua Norris down for the year? He hasn't played.
All they keep saying is day-to-day. You know, he's been on the ice, and they keep saying day-to-day. So Lindy Ruff basically, you know, just that's. I think he's tired of answering the question, so he never says too much about it. It's just, well, he's skating today, and we'll see. You know, it's still day-to-day. So they haven't given up. Kozak, probably not. It didn't sound like if he did get back, maybe the last game. But he does sound like he'll be okay for the Rochester playoffs. But it just he's running out of games as far as getting back to the Sabres.
Thanks, Paul. Got to run. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You got it. Paul Hamilton right there. Brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, relax. We got this. I got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Matt Bove at the top of the hour on our podcast interview with Mike North, the schedule maker for the NFL.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.